I'm eternally grateful for all we've achieved. We've known Will's parents, Stephen Sorrell, for many years. In fact, Steve was our best man a hundred years ago. They've both been wonderfully helpful and supportive in the building to this day. I really had to say something nice. After all, they have shared the cost. On my side, were married there nearly 70 years ago. I thought their service was as relaxed and appropriate as that provided today by Father Ryan and the choir. Yeah. 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 It may not come as a surprise then that Louise first met Will when she was about two. Oh. Became a couple, Kate and I were invited to Will's flat in Hull for a meal. Not very pleasant, we thought. But perhaps we should have foreseen what was to happen. Dad, can we pop into Pocklington and find a supermarket? Will needs some milk thing. No problem. But why do you need a trolley to carry a carton of milk? Chicken, sauces, curry, tea, sugar, bread, custard. See where I'm coming from? But the best bit is yet to come. At the checkout. Got your credit card, Dan?
That's my fault.
Louise has always been a delightful daughter.
People share that.
Articulate, bright, artistic, determined, feisty. Also a middle child. She used to be constantly reminding us, missing out on this, that, and the other, basically everything.
That's rubbish.
Perhaps she's looked at some research, as I have, which concludes that if anything at all, the middle child of three doesn't rather well, and comes to realise that his parents weren't so deluded after all.
It's a lie.
He was also mature and sensible, until a unique and life-changing event seemed to transform our angel into someone we didn't know. What was the event? The 14th birthday. The simple pleasantries of life could become scenes of verbal devastation. I'm reading this, and trials of emotional strength. I can get that right. The only one of these battles I think I won was to stop her storming off and slamming the bedroom door. That's not true, they just a bit about the door. How did you do that, other fathers are asking? By getting a screwdriver
and removing
the door off its hinges.
That's so true.
So it spent 6 weeks starting in the corridor before she quietly promised to stop slamming it. As a father, there are several words you don't want your daughter to say. I know what you're thinking. I'm pregnant. I've crammed the car. I've met a new boyfriend. But you think it's weird. But you know, there's one word that's worse because of the implicit unknown behind it. Dad! One simple example. A phone call to say the shower was leaking into the room below.